And now this is a dictation for Mary Moomey, M-O-O-M-E-Y, December 29, 55. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mary with chronic kidney disease, question cardiorenal syndrome, last visit in April. This is a phone visit. She couldn't come in person. She mentioned hospital admission back in July, August. Denies heart attack, pneumonia, denies blood transfusion, gastrointestinal bleeding, remains on oxygen 1 liter 24 hours, denies sleep apnea, trying to do salt restriction, appetite, however, is poor. She mentioned weight loss, 3 small portions a day, denies vomiting, dysphagia, has esophageal reflux but mild, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, infection, cloudiness of blood, does have some degree of incontinent of urine on coughing, anocturia, edema improved, compressing stockings, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, does have atrial fibrillation, denies syncope or increase of orthopnea. I reviewed this discharge summary from August. She was there from July 31st to August the 5th. With respiratory failure and hypoxemia. Was given Lasix and potassium. No gastrointestinal bleeding. She was treated for dehydration because of nausea, vomiting before admission. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Lasix, Aldactone, Farxiga, Eliquis, Metoprolol, prior losartan discontinue. Next paragraph, present weight 193, blood pressure at home 123.74. She sounds alert, oriented, intestine free, able to speak in full sentences. No expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, all chemistries are from hospital admission back in August. At that time, anemia 11.8, normal white blood cell platelet. Creatinine has been ups and downs in the recent 6 to 9 months as high as 2.14. I'm presently down to normal at 0.97. Sodium in the low side, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate probably from diuretics and respiratory failure. Present GFR better than 60, normal glucose, calcium, There was low magnesium in the hospital. The last echo available is from February of this year. Ejection fraction low at 30%, enlargement of atria. There is moderate tricuspid regurgitation, severe mitral valve regurgitation, right ventricle with decreased systolic function, no pericardial effusion, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, and severe pulmonary hypertension. She does have pulmonary function tests with mixed obstructive restrictive process, no response to bronchodilators, with decreased diffusion capacity. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, fluctuating levels of kidney function, presently improve of the losartan, underlying biventricular congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, severe mitral valve regurgitation, severe pulmonary hypertension, tolerating Lasix aldactone, tolerating Eliquis for history of AFib, tolerating Farxiga. Blood test needs to be updated given all these medication changes. Does have a pacemaker defibrillator. We'll see what chemistry shows in anemia, electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, nutrition, and phosphorus. Encouraged to come in person. She will go for blood tests in November. End of dictation.